Today's daf is Erev in daf Memtes, and we have five lines from the bottom of daf Memches Amid Beis, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Sarah Aliza, of Vadya ben Miriam Leah. Today's daf is also being learned to Ilui Nishmas, Avram ben Yibadol Chaim Toivim, Ramosha Chaim. So we're continuing in the digression of the Gemara, which is discussing the halachos of Eruvei Chatzeres. So ironically, we're learning Masechtas Erevin, yet the sugya, which is very much Yesoidos of Eruvei Chatzeres, is a digression. And the reason it's a digression is because the topic of the last two prakim was not Eruvei Chatzeres, rather it was Eruvei Techumen. So why are we talking again about Eruvei Chatzeres? The Mishnah and Daf Mem Hei discussed a halacha where three people were traveling together. All three people did not have Tchum Shabbos for whatever reason. They're all limited to Arba Amos. What happens if there's overlap between the Arba Amos of the three people? So the Mishnah said that in the event that Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, Reuven's Dalet Amos overlaps with Shimon, and Shimon's Dalet Amos overlaps with Levi, but Reuven's Dalet Amos doesn't overlap with Levi. So the Mishnah said very simple, Reuven and Shimon overlap a little bit, so they can prava Shabbos together within the same Dalet Amos. Shimon and Levi overlap, they can prava Shabbos together within the same Dalet Amos. Reuven and Levi don't overlap, so fine, they're going to be aser. And then the Mishnah said, Amar Rav Shimon, Lama Davadayma, I'll explain it to you with a mashal, an Erevin mashal, and he explain this halacha that's nogeya eruvei techumen with a mashal that is nogeya eruvei chatzeres. Three chatzeres, apsucha zulazu. There were three chatzeres, all of which opened up into each other. So chatzer A, chatzer B, and chatzer C. Upsucha zulazarabim. And they also open up into a shusarabim. Said Rav Shimon, irvushtaim mem tzois, himu teresim mahem, vehemu teresim ma. If chatzer B, the middle chatzer, would make an eruv with the two outer chatzeres, so now you would be allowed to carry from Chatzer B to Chatzer A, from Chatzer B to Chatzer C, from Chatzer A to Chatzer B, from Chatzer C to Chatzer B. However, A and C, being that they didn't make an Erev together, would not be able to carry. So Rav Shimon said in the same vein, this halacha should be true as well. And the Gemara asked the obvious question, and that is, what exactly is the point of Rav Shimon's mashal? Lama leila meimar, lama davadayma. What was Rav Shimon coming to add with his mashal? The Gemara said, what Rav Shimon was coming to add is he was coming to make a point. And the reason he was making a point is because really in the case that is Rav Shimon's mashal, not everybody agrees with Rav Shimon's halacha. There's a shita sachachamim where the chachamim argue with Rav Shimon. And really Rav Shimon was now in the sugya of tchumen referencing back a halacha that he debated with the chachamim and said, chachamim, I don't understand. You just told me this halacha as it relates to Reuven tchumen, that even though Reuven and Levi are aser to each other, but Reuven's muta to Shimon and Shimon's muta to Levi, because as it relates to them, they're all within the same dynamics. So isn't this an exact parallel to our machloikis with the Gimel Chatzeres, where the halacha is, I tie it anyways, that the person in the middle is mutter with the chitzainis is mutter with the mimi, and you argued with me over there. So if you agree here by Tchumen, shouldn't you agree there as well? And what was the chilek? The Chachamim told Rav Shimon back. Now there is a difference. The difference is that by the Chatzah there's a lot of people. Afshi Diyori. There's so many people. I mean that there's so many people, it's very easy to get confused. Over here, we're not dealing with a lot of people. It's just three people. It's Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, they can figure it out. And therefore, it's not going to be a Tzushal. So either way, what we have here is Rav Shimon's halacha, which really in our sugyu was a mashal. We're digressing with the mashal. That's what it is. Usually when you're trying to make a point and you tell a mashal, so the mashal's a side point. But here the Gemara is going knee deep into the mashal. That's what we're doing. The mashal was negei eruvei chatzeres. The nimshal was eruvei techumen. But we're focusing again on the mashal, specifically the machloikis between Reb Shimon and the Chachamim. On that note, zok the Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav Zudavi Reb Shimon, this halacha that Reb Shimon said in the Mishnah, the mashal, where you have three chatzeres, the two outer chatzeres were ma'ariv with the emtsoi, but they weren't ma'ariv with each other. Rav Shimon said, everybody, the outers are mutter with the emtsoi is mutter with the outer. However, the two outers are going to be aser. So Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, only Rav Shimon held that way. Av chachamim oimrim, the chachamim held, rishus achas mishtameshes l'shtei rishuyos, avoloi shtei rishuyos mishtamshos l'rishos achas. The Chachamim argued with Reb Shimon, and the Chachamim said that even the ones that made the Erev, meaning the Chatzar Emtzoi, who was Ma'ariv with the two Chatzeros Hachitzoinios, even as it relates to them, it's not unequivocally going to be Mutter. But rather, the two outer Chatzeros will be able to carry from their Chatzar into the Chatzar Emtzoi. But the people living in the Chatzar Emtzoi will not be able to carry to the two outer Chatzeros. What's the difference? If the Erev works, it should work. The reason is because Rishus Achas Mishtameshas L'shtei Rishuyos. You could take one Rishus, one Chatzar, and have people from two different Chatzeros be koinish, a part of that Chatzar as it relates to Eruv Chatzeros. Two Chatzeros can you take a house, both in the same chatzar, and use that house to create their erev. However, lo shtei reshuyos mishtam shoyos l'rishos achas. But people that live in one chatzar can't now go ahead and put an erev in a chatzar here and another erev in chatzar there and say that we live in both of those chatzeros. So the two outer chatzeros, they have an erev by virtue of the fact that they put the erev, they put the mazon shtei sudos in the middle chatzar. How could two chatzeros use the same chatzar? Because rishus achas mishtameshas l'shtei rishuyos. One rishus can serve the purpose of being the home, the abode of these Eruvin, even for two separate chatzeres. But in the reverse, the people in the middle chatzer want to now make an erev with this chatzer, make an erev with that chatzer. That doesn't work already. Because loy shtei reshuyos mishtamshoyos l'rishus achas. You can't take one rishus and put them in shtei different reshuyos. Either way, so Rabbi Yehuda said that I was makabel from Rab, that the Chum argued with Rab Shimon. They argued really at the gut of what Rav Shimon said. Rav Shimon said that it's okay for the Chatzar Emtzoi to carry to both Chatzeres. I disagree. The Chatzar Emtzoi can't carry anyway. Yeah, the Chatzar Achitzonis can both carry into the Chatzar Emtzoi, but in the reverse case, it's not going to be okay. Kamrita Kamei Deshmul, when Rav Yehuda said over what he heard from Rav to his other Rebbe Shmuel. So Rav Yehuda was a Talmud of Rav, he was a Talmud of Shmuel. So Rav Yehuda was Makabalist from Rav, and he told Shmuel what he heard from Rav. Amali. So Rav Yehuda said, I'll tell you what Shmuel told me. Avzu divi Rav Shimon. No, what Rav said, the Chachamim hold, really Rav Shimon holds. And Rashi means two pshatim, what exactly this means, like in so many of the sugyas and Masechtas Erevin, Rashi had two lashonos of what pshat and the Gemara is. And Rashi over here tells us the pshat he prefers, which is Rashi's second pshat, and that is that Shmuel told Rav Yehuda that what Rav said to explain the Chachamim who argue with Rav Shimon, I think is Rav Shimon Shita. Meaning, I think that's Rav Shimon. I think even Rav Shimon in the Mishnah, who used this as a mashal, where Rav Shimon said that the halacha is the outer is mutter with the inner, and the inner is mutter with the... He didn't mean it both ways. He only meant that the ones living in the Chatzar Achitzayna can carry to the Chatzar Hamtzai. But in the reverse case, he too never meant it. That can't be the Chacham who argued with Rav Shimon. Valzu divrei Rav Shimon. What Rav is saying is the Chachamim Shita is Rav Shimon Shita. Avos, so what are the Chachamim? Well, Chachamim Ma'imrim, according to the Chachamim Shloshdan Asurais, all three are going to be Asur, meaning there's going to be an Isur all the way around. Not only can the ones in the middle not carry to the ones outside, but the ones from the outside won't be able to carry to the ones inside as well. In other words, we have a Machloikis, Rav and Shmuel. What exactly the Machloikis between Rav Shimon and the Chachamim is as it relates to the Mashal and the Mishnah? We have the three Chatzeros and the two outer were ma'arav with the emtzai. The emtzai was ma'arav with the outer. However, the two outer were ma'arav with each other. According to Rav, Reb Shimon Shita is that it's all going to be mutter. However, the Chachamim argue, the Chachamim say that it's true that you can carry from the outside inside, but you can't carry from the inside to the outer. According to Shmuel, even Reb Shimon was never matter the people that live in the Chatzar Emtzoi to carry to the Chatzar Achitzoinis. All Reb Shimon was matter is the people that are living on the Chatzar Achitzoinis to carry to the Chatzar Emtzoi. What about the Chachamim? According to Shmuel, the Chachamim hold, you're not allowed to carry at all. Tanya Kabbalah, Rav Yehuda, Alibi the Shmuel, Sakti Gemara, Raya, to the way Rav Yehuda said it over in the name of Shmuel. Reb Shimon, we have a Braisa that's Marcha a little bit about what Reb Shimon said in the Mishnah. So here Reb Shimon said the Mashal, but again, the Shini Halashin. There were three chatzeres that opened up to each other. Pesuchos of Shusha Rabin opened up to Rishus Rabin. If the two outer chatzeres were ma'ariv with the chatzer that's in the middle, so the people that are living in the outer chatzer, this is important, are allowed to take food from their house and bring it to the middle chatzer and eat. And the people living in the other outer chatzar could do the same thing. And the people that live in the outer chatzaris, if they want to take the leftovers home, that's something that they're allowed to do as well. That no, everything is going to be asur. So what's the Tanya Kavase de Shmuel? So the Lashon Shloshtan Asurois is the way Shmuel said it. But Rashi says the Tanya Kavase is because in this Braisa, Reb Shimon spoke a little bit more detailed. And Reb Shimon got into the weeds of what exactly is going to be mutar al yedei the erev. And what did he say? He said, Zum evia mitoich beis avaycheles, v'zum evia mitoich beis avaycheles. The Braisa, Reb Shimon, seems to be describing the people that are living in the outer chatzeros and saying that they're allowed to bring it here. They're allowed to bring it here. I mean, they're both coming to the same place. It's the two outer chatzeros that are both coming to the Chatzar Emtzai. So from the fact that Reb Shimon's talking about the people that are living in the outer chatzar bringing the food to the Chatzar Emtzai, and the ilu emtzas b'chitzoy nesloy kamar, I'm reading from Rashi, but Reb Shimon never spoke it in the reverse. So that's a tanya kavase de Shmuel. That's a raya to what Shmuel said. Zok de gemara v'oz de Shmuel de tameh. And the truth is that this Shmuel, who explained the machlokes Reb Shimon and the Chacham in the way he explained it, with a Tanya Kavase the Shmuel, no less. Shmuel lishitasei followed this psak halacha someplace else. Amar Shmuel said chaser shebein shnei mevoyos, another real erev in halacha. So you have a chaser that was situated between two mevoyos. So we're familiar with Eruv Chatzeros and Shetuvim Avais. What was Shetuvim Avais? So often there were many Chatzeros that opened up into a common mafik. So if the people that lived in all these respective Chatzeros wanted to make an Eruv, so that loch is, they're allowed to make an Eruv. So just like all the people that live in houses that open up to the same Chatzer can make an Eruv to be Ma'ariv, all the houses, so too the different chatzeres that open up into the common mavoi can make an erev to be ma'ariv that as well. And it's what's known as shetuvim mavoi. So what would be if you have a chatzer and it's situated between two mavois? So there's two ways to go from this chatzer to the Rosh Hashanah. You could make a left and go through that mavoi, and you can make a right and go through the other mavoi. So Shmuel said the following halachas. He said, irva im shneyen, asura in the event that this person made an Erev with both of these Mavayas, so the Halach is Asurim Shneim. And this is really the punchline. This is all we need, that one line. The Gemara is going to go on for five or six more lines. But this is really what we need. Shmuel said that if the people that live in this Chatzar were Ma'arev with the two Mavayas, the Halach is they're going to be Asur with both of the Mavayas. Why are they going to be Asur with both of the Mavayas? Oh, the reason must be because you can't carry from one place to the other place. Meaning you're allowed to, you can't make an Erev in two different places because you can't be koina your makom as it relates to Eruv HaChatzeros in two separate places. And therefore, even though they made an Erev, but they made an Erev with two separate Mavayas. So you can't have two Shetuvim Mavayas. Right? Just like the Chatzar Emtzai can't make an Erev with both outer Chatzeros, it worked for the people that are on the outside because each one of the people on the outside only have one Erev. But you yourself, you want to have an Erev here and an Erev there. That's not something you're allowed to do. So it's the same exact halacha. You have a people that are living in a chatzer. There's two mevayis. You can make a shetufim mevayis, but you want to make a shetufim mevayis for both sides? It doesn't work. So Erevim Shneim. This is a very counterintuitive line. You ma'arev with both? Asurim Shneim. What does that mean to say? Even if you ma'arev both, doesn't matter. You're still going to be us. Or precisely because you ma'arev. If you ma'arev with one, it would be okay. The problem is you ma'arev with two. And being ma'arev with two, you can't have an Erev in two places, and being you can't have an Erev in two places, it's for that reason it's going to be us, and this is Shmuel Shitasai. And just to be clear, why is this Shmuel Shitasai? Because Shmuel explained in his version of the Machlokes, Reb Shimon and the Chachamim, that even Reb Shimon, who was Mekel, holds that the Chatzar Emtzai can't carry to the two outer Chatzeres. The Chachamim certainly hold you can't do that. Shmuel's Chiddush was that even Reb Shimon holds you can't do that. Halacha k'divrei ha-mekel be'erev. I mean that halacha k'divrei ha-mekel be'erev, as it relates to the mashal of Reb Shimon and the Chachamim that argue, we paskin like Reb Shimon. So if we paskin like Reb Shimon, why is Shmuel being machmer? The Teretz says he must have held Reb Shimon held this way. If without that cheshbin, then what's the raya? Of course, if you're paskin like the Chachamim, like the Chachamim, everybody agrees that you wouldn't be able to carry from the Chatzar, I'm sorry, to the outer Chatzeres. The question is, If according to the Chacham, if you're allowed to carry from the Chatzar Chitzayna to the Chatzar, but from the Chatzar Chitzayna to the Chatzar Chitzayna, certainly you're not allowed to carry. Because like the Gemara said, that's Pashat. The question is all according to Reb Shimon. So this is Va'az the Shmule Tamei. This is Pashat Shana the Gemara. It's Va'az the Shmule Tamei, because even though we pass in like Reb Shimon, Allah Chitib Rameko Be'erev, and still Shmuel said this Chumra must be Reb Shimon was Machmer. That was what Shmuel told Rav Yehuda when Rav Yehuda came and told Rav that the Chacham in that place, what did Shmuel tell him? Amali avzu devei Reb Shimon. And the way Rashi explained it in the lashon that he prefers, even Reb Shimon's machmer, meaning aliba dehilchas. So we paskin alocha k'divrei amekel be'erev. It's going to come out this chumra. This is exactly Shmuel's alocha, and this is Shmuel l'shita. So Shmuel continued, and Shmuel said again, the case is we have a chatzar. It's situated between two mavoyes. So the first alocha was that if this Chatzah was ma'arif, shitufei mevayos, with the people who also had chatzeres that opened up in two respective mevayos, asurim shloyer v'mshneyem, what would be the halacha if the person wasn't ma'arif with both of them? Then oiseres al shneyem. So then, obviously, they can't carry, they didn't make an erev. But now it's going to mess up even the other people. The people that live in the other chatzeres that open up into these two side mevayos, they're going to have an issue as well, because everyone needs to cooperate in order to have an Erev. So if these people didn't shtal tzu, it's going to mess them up. In the first case, where they made an Erev, so the people that are living in the two mevayos, or in the chatzeres that open up into those two mevayos, they'll have the Erev. They'll have the shituf of mevayos. It's just the people that are living in the chatzer that aren't going to have it, like in Reb Shimon's Marshall. The way Shmuel understood it. That's the Va'az the Shmuel Tamei. Shmuel's the one that's talking. If they didn't make an Erev, then obviously no one's going to have it. What would be if the people of the Chatzah, they used to use one of these Mevayis to go to the Rishos HaRabim? That's when they were ruggling, and the other one they weren't so ruggling. So Zesha Regila Bayos. So the one that they're ruggled to use is going to be Yosef. Zesha Ein Regila Bay Mutter. And the one that they're not ruggled to use is going to be Mutter. Meaning we assume that they're going to use, or the ikker, the way Rashi explains it, mavui for them is the one that they're ruggled to use. So if we assume that the ikker mavui is the one that they're ruggled to use, so only that one is going to be aser. The other one is going to be mutter, because we're going to assume that the one that they don't really use is not really part of the chevra, and as a result, it doesn't mess up their erev. So again, you have two mavois. One mavui, the people of this chatzah use. The other mavui, they don't always use. They didn't shtel tzu to any of the two eruvin. So the one mavui that they typically use, being that they weren't mishtatif in the shituf, so it's going to come out, you're missing a key member. You're missing a key member, you don't have an eruv. The other one, being that they don't use so much, so they're not considered a key member. They're not considered a key member, they don't have the ability to mess up the eruv. Amar Rabbi Barafuna, irvo im she'ena regila boy. What happens if they went ahead and they made an eruv with the bnei ha-mavoy that they don't usually use? So huta regila la'atzmai. So then, even if they didn't make an eruv with the one that they're ruggled to use, but the rest of the chatzeres that opened up until that mavui did make a shetuf and mavayis, they were just omitted, they were left out, it's going to be okay. Meaning, even though we just said that the people of this chatzer, if there's one mavui that they usually use, so they're a key component. So if they were left out of the Erev, it messes up the Erev. That's only because they're ruggled to use it. Over here, being that they made an Erev with the bnei ha-mavui that they're not ruggle, so what they were megaladas was that for this Shabbos anyways, that's the mavui we want to use. V'harai, they made an erev. And v'haraya, they didn't make an erev on the other side. So they somehow were able to relinquish themselves from the mavui that they usually ruggle to use, and as a result, the fact that they weren't mishtatif in the shittuv is not going to be a problem. V'amar Rabbi Barafuna Mashmur, Rabbi Barafuna said in the name of Shmuel another halacha, in irva regila l'atzmi, what would be if the mavui that the bnei hachatzer were ruggled to use made their own erev. V'zesha inu regila boy lo erev. And the mavui that they don't usually use did not make an erev. V'hi atzmo lo erva. And the chatzer itself wasn't ma'arev with anybody. So what happened? The people that lived in chatzeros that opened up into the mavui that it was ruggle for the bnei hachatzer to use, they made their own little erev. The one that the mavui that they did not use, those bnei hachatzer, did not make an erev. The bnei hachatzer themselves didn't shtel tzu to anybody. So again, what should the halacha be based on what we said? The fact that they didn't shtal tzu the bnei achatz is going to mess up the mavu that they're ruggled to use. It's not going to mess up the mavu that they weren't ruggled to use. Here's the punchline of the Gemara. Doichin oisa etzel she'ena regilim bai. The halacha is, we say that for this Shabbos, we're going to look at you as if you use the mavui that you're usually not ruggled to use, as opposed to the mavui that you usually are ruggled to use. What would be the benefit of doing that? The benefit of doing that is by doing that, the people that made the Erev, which live in the Chatzeres that open up into the mavui that the Bnei Achatz were ruggled to use, will be able to use their Erev. Now, it's not going to mess up the Bnei HaMavoy that was in a Ruggle because they didn't make an Erev anyways. So by us doing that, all we're doing is benefiting the Bnei HaMavoy that this Bnei Achatzah used to use. And we're not really hurting the Bnei HaMavoy of the one that the Chatzah was not Ruggle to use. And being that that's the case, we could coin Zeh, Koifen Almida Sadaim. So this is a cheshbon of Koifen Almida Sadaim, which is something you usually see in a Cheshem Mishpat context. Here, this is in an Erevin, in a Sirva Heter context. But the point is that even though it's counterintuitive and it doesn't really flow with the way the rules are supposed to be, but at the end of the day, there's a concept of Koifen Almida Sadaim, and this is what we're going to do. We can exhale for a second. Om Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel. So we mentioned Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel in the context of Eruv Chatzeres, which was Negeya, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai's mashal in the Mishnah. He used an Eruvi Chatzeres mashal to explain an Eruvi Techum in Halacha, hence the digression. And the Gemara now is going to mention a few Halachas related to Eruvi Chatzeres, which ironically, again, it's ironic because we're learning Erevin, of course, but this is a digression. And the Gemaras that we're going to see now are really Yesoidis as far as it relates to Eruve Chatzeres. So Zok de Gemara, talked away. Rabbi Yehuda said, I heard something else from my Greiser Rebbe Shmuel as it relates to the laws of Eruve Chatzeres. Ha-makbid al Eruve. If someone's makbid on his Eruv, Rashi says that this person, he shtautzu to the Eruv, meaning he contributed some food, but he said that there's certain people that I don't want them to eat from my food. He's a makbid al Eruve. It messes up the Erev. Why? Because Samashmoy. Because what's the name of this whole institution? Erev Shmoy. It's called an Erev. I mean that it's called an Erev. If you're makbid on somebody, it's not a good Erev. What does this mean? So if you look at Rashi, Erev Shmoy, Sheyiu Kula Me'uravim, everyone should be Me'uravim, Umirutzim Boy. Shelo Yimach Ezebechaveroi, Elashut This Noicha the Areva. So the word Erev is tarti b'mashma. The word Erev is miloshin taruvois, but it's also miloshin areva, miloshin v'harev. It should be sweet. And there has to be noicha, it has to be merutza. So it's ma'akev that there be this idea of noicha v'areva in the Erev. And if it's not going to be noicha v'areva in the Erev, it's going to be a problem. Reb Chanina said Eruv Erev. Now, even if the person's makbid, the Erev is still going to be an Erev. Elo shenikra me'anshe vardino. However, the person is considered to be like someone who lives in Vardina. Rashi says it's a place of a bunch of kamtsonim. So if it's not a good thing, but at the same time, you want to know if it messes up the Erev, it's not something that's going to mess up the Erev. I once heard a hergish from Rabbi Bienenfeld. He said this in the context, it was a dafyoy misiyum. So he said that, you know, we daven vaharevna, that the Torah should be sweet. So he said that vaharev, the word, is tarti b'mashma. Vaharevna means it should be sweet. Vaharevna is also miloshin taruvois. And Erev is miloshin taruvois. So in the context of dafyoymi, which is, of course, ke'ishechot, b'levechot, and it's something that brings out not only the idea of learning Torah every day, but also the idea of learning Torah ba'achdos. So he was saying that when you see the taruvois, then you see the Arevo, you see the Vaharevna as well. There's a special sweetness, there's a special mesikus that is manifest when you see the Taruvois. It's a Mefurish Gemara. There's an idea of Mashmoy Erev Shmoy, that the Taruvois comes together with the Vaharevna, together with the Noicha and the Areva. They're mamish geknipped in the bindin. You can't even have one without the other. If it's chaser in the Areva, it's chaser in the Taruvois. But either way, Zok de Gemara Vaitim. More you say this from Rehuda Mashmul as relates to Eruv Chatzeres. I'm Rehuda Mashmul, Achelik, I say Ruvoy. If somebody decides that he wants to put his Erev separately from where everybody else's Erev is, so it messes up the whole Erev. So the Gemara, come on, Beis Shammai. Sounds like Beis Shammai. The time we learned in a Braisa, Chamish Shkova, said, we've seen Beis Shammai already. If five people will go to Erev and Asu Bishnei Kelim to put it to two separate Kelim. Beis Shammai, Erev, Enza Erev, Bissil, Lame, Areza Erev. So what? Shmuel was possibly like Beis Shammai. The Gemara says, no, fill it in Bissil, Ad Kalakom, Bissil, Hassan, when the Bissil will say that it can be in two separate Kelim, Elo, the Mali, Lamana, Vayat, where there was no room in the one Kelim, meaning they were filling up one Kelim and then they ran out of room. But to go to Katchilo, I don't want to be with everybody else. Again, this same idea of Amakbed Ale Ruvay. Oh, I want to be separate. That's not going to be okay. So, why'd Shmuel have to say this halacha twice? So, which halacha did he say twice? So it's not mamish the same halacha, as the Gemara is going to point out, but it's a similar halacha. Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Hamakbed Ale Ruvay, Enei Ruvay Erev. And then Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Hacholok Esei Ruvay, Enei Erev. What's the tzad hashava between the two? What's the commonality? I mean, so much so that the Gemara asks, Vitarti Lomeli. In both cases, you're doing your own thing. Hamakbed Ale Ruvay, he doesn't want certain people to be able to benefit from the part that he contributed to the Erev. Maflig Acholik Esei Ruvay, he's okay with everyone eating it, but he wants it to be separate. Meaning, you're separating yourself a little bit. That's the same halacha, essentially. And both times, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, it's not going to be okay. So, Freyd the Gemara, why do you have to say it twice? Gemara says, Tzrich Yesh Minun Hasam Mishum the Kapit. In the first case, this person's literally Maklav. He's not Mak, but he just wants it to be separate. Yesh Minun Hacha, we had the second halacha Mishum the Palgim Miflik. Because at the end of the day, it's separate. Aval Hasam over there, even though he's Mak, but it's physically together. Emelay, Tzrich, that's why we need both halachas. Amalei Rabba, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabba told Rabbi Yehuda. And this conversation took place in the wine press of Rav Zakkai. So he said, "Mi amash Shmuel hachelik se ruvay enei erev." Is that true? I mean, you said over in the name of Shmuel that Shmuel holds hachelik se ruvay enei erev, meaning all the food has to be together. If one person wants it to be a little bit separate, it's not okay. But amash Shmuel, I know something else Shmuel said. The house that's used for the erev, the people that live there don't have to contribute to the pas. My time, and why would Shmuel have said that? So Rabbi Abba told Rav Yehuda, the wine press of Rav Zakkai, he said, I have one reason. There's one pshat that makes sense to me. If it's in my house, so I'm being mishtatim anyways. What do you mean? I have food in my pantry, I have food in my refrigerator, right? There's food. So why should I have to be mishtatif? But that's all good. If what? If we're... I don't need my food to physically be together with your food. But if you're telling me that Shmuel said Achelik could say Ruvay Enei Erev, so what's Pshan? And the Gemara explains it inside. My timer, meaning, Rabbi Abba told Rabbi Yehuda, what's the reason that Shmuel said that the Pur, the Balabas, where the Erev is, doesn't have to be Mishtatev, the Rab Mishum, the Amad, the Kibin, the Marach Pesala, Kemana Marach Agadami, because I have it in my sal. So if I have my pass in my sal, so why do I have to have it together with Yair? So Hakanami over here too, Kim the Marach Basal, the Gamana Marach. Hagodami Amalei said no. Hassam over there has no shaykhis. It's a whole different reason. Afal Pisha ain't pass. Maybe Shmuel holds that all the food has to be together. So if all the food has to be together, why did he say it's okay over there? The Kulu Hachadairi. No, it's very different. The reason is because the whole idea of being mishtatif with pass is because you need to be kaina. A chelik of this house for a Ruvei Chatzeres purposes. But if I live here, I don't have to be koina. You, who don't live here, need to put bread here. I live here. Why do I have to have bread here? It's not because really I need the bread, but my bread, which is in my pantry, I have pas pesale, so that's why I don't have to have it over here. No, that's not what's going on here. What's going on over here is ichtaf neshoven bread. To the extent that I needed bread for karet, then it would have to be together with you. As a result, you can't bring any rice. Omar Shmuel. Shmuel said, Erev Mishum Kinyan. This is your sidest thing. You can mamash start the masach there if you really wanted to. Erev Mishum Kinyan. The idea of a Ruvei Chatzeres, meaning what happens when you're making a Ruvei Chatzeres? So a bunch of people, they have 20 houses that open up into a common area. So in order to carry in the common area, in order to carry from one house to the other, you have to have a Ruvei Chatzeres. So what's a Ruvei Chatzeres? Everybody contributes a little bit of food. Zachon l'adam shloi b'fana, but everybody contributes a little bit of food. You put it in one house. Now we all live in this house. So it's really one house that's owned by the 20 people. It's one chatzah that's owned by the 20 people. It's common ownership. And as a result, you don't have a problem. How does this work? What's the lumdis? So Shmuel said, it's Mishum Kinyan. Meaning, when I contribute food, I give the baldira, where the Erev is going to be, a box of matzahs. When I do that, I buy a chelik in his house. It's a Kinyan. There's a real Kinyan going on. If that's the case, Since when do you make a kinyan with food? This is interesting. With all the kinyanim that you have in Shas, where do you ever find that the preferable way of making a kinyan is with food? Meaning, do it with money. So the Gemara says, really, you could have. But Shmuel said, Nesha ain't a mitzvah b'Arvi Shabbos. It's because people used to make a Ruvach Atzeres Erev Shabbos. Who has money Erev? You Shabbos thing already. So the Gemara says, Hecha, the Erev Miel Likni. But the Evid, if you made it with food, it should work. So the Gemara says, Gzeres Shem Yom Rumayik. People are going to start. If you're going to use money, if money is going to work with the Evid, people are going to think money is the Lekatchila way to do it. Because that's the reasonable way of doing it. What happens if you don't have money? And you're going to end up not making an Erev at all. And the Asi Erev is going to mess up Erevin. How? So Rashi says, you're going to forget Torah's Erev. Interesting. But the point is, Chazal thought that if we allow you to use a Ma, you're for sure going to think the Ma is the Iker. And once you're going to think the Ma is the Iker, what happens if you don't have a Ma? And it's Shchiach that people don't have a Ma Erev Shabbos. You're going to end up not having an Erev. That's not a good thing. Rabbah said differently. So again, Shmuel said, Erev is Mishum Kinyan. Rabbah said, Erev Mishum Dira. It has nothing to do with Kinyan, but rather it's Mishum Dira. So what does Dira mean? A very important Rashi. Five lines from the bottom. Dibra Masko Mishum Dira. Shetaitoi Shal Adam Al Pitoi. A person's das is on his pita. Vahavalu Ke'ilu Dairi Bahahu Besa. So it's as if he lives in the house where his food is. The Ein Bechatzuzu Ela Dira Achas. So if all the people put their food into this dira, it comes out the only dira that the chatzar has is this one dira. So now the whole chatzar is just telling to this one dira. Meaning, if I put food in a certain house, so the assumption is taite shel adam al pitoy, and it's as if I live there. So it's as if my neighbor lives there, and my other neighbor lives there. Being that we all have das on that dira, it's as if we all live in that dira. Even though we don't physically live there. But it's daitai al pitai. It's as if we live there. But the point has nothing to do with a kinyan. So Shmuel said that the yisoid of Erev is mishum kinyan. I'm being koina chelik in the house. Rabbi has nothing to do with a kinyan. Rather, Erev is mishum dira. It's like you are my benayo. What difference does it make la halacha? Whether Erev is mishum kinyan is Erev mishum dira. So the Gemara says there are nafkiminas la halacha. Number one, ik benayo keli. Could you use a keli? If it's mishum kinyan, you could use a keli. If it's mishum dira, then presumably not. Can I use pachas mishava pruta? If it's mishum kinyan, I would have to use a shava pruta. If it's mishum dira, why does it have to be a shava pruta? The katan, another nafkimino would be, could a katan go and put together the whole erev? If it's mishum kinyan, a katan's not a bar kinyan. So a katan can't collect the money and then place the erev because there's a kinyan going on. You can't make a katan a shlech to do a kinyan, so he wouldn't be able to do this either. But if it's mishum dira, so then placing the Erev is just proper. It's just a hechitimtza to get me to a point where my das is going to be on that house. The cotton's not really doing anything. So the cotton's not really doing anything. There's no reason he shouldn't be able to. Only Abaye the Rabbah. So Abaye told Rabbah, Lidi doch kasha. I have a kasha on you. Ule Shmuel kasha. I have a kasha on Shmuel. Again, Rabbah was the one that said Erev Mishum Dira. Shmuel's the one that said Erev Mishum Kinyan. So Abaye told Rabbah, Chav a kasha of the Rebbe. And have a kasha on Shmuel. What was the kasha? Hatanya, we learned to the Braisa. Chamisha shegavu es eruvan. If five people were goyva an eruv, k'shem meilichin es eruvan l'makam achar, echad meilich l'kula. So this is a story where there were five people that lived in houses that opened up into the same chatzar. They all chipped in and they made eruv chatzeres. Then they decided they want to make an eruv with another chatzar, a neighboring chatzar. So you don't need all five now to contribute to that other eruv. One person can take his own bread. He can go now to the other chatzar and he can make an eruv chatzeres on behalf of everybody else. Who knew the kakani? Vesuloi. So Rabbi told Rabbi, I don't understand how this works. If one person's giving money, and Erev is a Kenyan, the way Shmuel explained it. Say he's the one that's making the Kenyan. No one else is making the Kenyan. And he said, according to you, Rabbah, that you hold this Mishum Dira, who knew the Kadair? This one person, he has passed there. So he has Daitai Al Pitai. But Vesulai, nobody else does. So he said, I understand. He said, you're telling me two pshatim of how Erev works. From Afriya de Gadar, Rabbah and Shmuel, this is Abaye, next generation. He says, I don't understand all this. It doesn't, I don't get it. How do you explain this one Braisa? Yeah, it works with all the halachas in Erev, and Abaye said, this is the one halacha I don't understand. How is it possible that just because we five families were ma'ariv together in one chatzar. Now one person can take a little bit of bread and go into a neighboring chatzar and you can make an erev. Why? If it's kinyan, I don't understand it. And if it's mishum dira, I don't understand it. Amale. So Rabbi told Abaya, loy lididi kasha, v'loy l'shmul kasha. It's not your price, it's not a kasha on my pshat, it's not a kasha on Shmuel's pshat. Why not? Shlichos de kuluka of it. Because the way this works is that once these five batim are ma'ariv together, so they somehow become one, and now if one person wants to go and expand on the original Erev, he could do it as a shliach on behalf of everybody else, and even though he's using his bread and not everybody else's bread, but at the same time this is going to work. Amar Rabba, Amar Rab Chama Bar Gurya, Amar Rab, not surprisingly, going back to Reb Shimon in the Mishnah, Reb Shimon's mashal that took us to a digression related to very important gemaras of Eruv Chatzeros. Who do we paskin like? Halacha k'Reb Shimon. Why? Because halacha k'divrei ha-mekel be'erev, and being that Reb Shimon was the mekel, so it's for that reason we paskin like Reb Shimon. So we now return to our regular program, which is not a Eruv Chatzeros, but rather a Eruv Techumim. Zok to Mishnah Mishnah, Baba Derech, somebody was traveling, v'chashcholoi, and it got dark. So he's trying to get home before Shabbos, v'chashcholoi, and he couldn't make it back on time. And he was more than 2,000 amos away from his house, which means he's outside of the Techum. However, v'hoyah makri ilan agad, he was familiar with a tree or a fence that was within 2,000 amos from where he was. It was also within 2,000 amos from his house. Meaning, if he could be koyne shvisa there, so that now becomes his makoyim, he'd be able to go there, and he'd be able to go from there to his house. For Omar, he said, shvisasi tachtav, I want my makoyim shvisa to be underneath that tree, underneath that gedder. Loy Omar klumet, garnish kazak. What does this mean? So that's going to be tomorrow's daf, and machloik is Rav and Shmuel. But for now, loy Omar klum, he definitely didn't accomplish what he wanted to accomplish. His goal was to get home, he can't get home. Shvisasi be'ikroy. What if he was more specific? He says, I want my makoyim shvisa not just to be under the tree, but I want it to be by the bark of the tree. Then mahalik me'makoyim ragavad ikari alpayimah. He can walk up until the bark of the tree as long as it's within 2,000 amos. He can go from there back home as long as it's within 2,000 amos. And assuming this is all within 4,000 amos, he'll be able to get home. He could do whatever he needed to do. What if he didn't know of any tree or of any gedder? Or he wasn't a baki balacha. I mean, he didn't know this works. But he was an Amoritz. He didn't know this halacha. For Omer, he said, Shvisasi b'mkoyme. And instead he says, I want to be kind of shvisa where I am. Zochale m'koyme apayim ama. He could be zoycha apayim ama from where he is. That we know already. But in terms of being able to be kind of makim shvisa, even for an area that you didn't put food, even for an area that you didn't physically go to, that's the chiddush of the first part of the Mishnah. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't work. What does it sound like? If I'm specific, I want it to be by the ikar of the tree, then it's going to work. If he just speaks more generally, shvisasi tachta, but he wasn't specific where exactly underneath the tree it works, that's already where it gets tricky. Another halacha. When we measure tchumen, again, this is yisoidis, when we measure tchumen, so the way we measure tchumen is we draw a line of 2,000 amos to all four directions, north, south, east, and west, and then we draw a circle around the line. And that's what the tchum is. Divrei Reb Chanina ben Antignus. V'chachamim ha'imim merubais. Kitavla. No, it's not, you don't draw a circle around that area. Rather, you draw a square around that area. What's the difference? Kadesh Yu, Niskal is obvious. If you have a square, you're going to end up getting those corners. If it's a circle, you don't have the corners. If it's a square, you're going to have the corners. V'zuhi sha'amru. Aren't Mishnah's an example of what Chazal meant when they said, ha'ani ma'arev beraglov. That an ani could be ma'arev beraglov. We've seen this already a few times. That there's a concept, an ani who doesn't have mazen shtei sudois, he can make an erev beraglov. Like in this case, he didn't even go there. He just says, I know of a tree. As long as he's specific where under the tree he wants his erev to be, that's going to be a good. Rameir said, only an ani could do something like this. Rabbi Yehuda, Amir, Echad ani, Vechad asher, like Amru ma'arvim bepas, Ella lachad. All the idea of ma'arvim bepas is a kula ala asher. Shalai yetzev arberaglav, he shouldn't have to go. But avada, any person that wants to make an erev, even if he's not going to use his bread, will be able to do so.